Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Finding inner strength through self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions, reacting to life instead of truly living it? You know that feeling when everything feels a little overwhelming, and you're not quite sure where you fit in or what you stand for? Well, guess what? That's totally normal. But here's the good news. There's a way out of that fuzzy feeling and into a place of genuine inner strength. And it all starts with understanding yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, your patterns, your triggers. Think of self-awareness like being your own best friend. You wouldn't beat yourself up for feeling down or make impulsive decisions without considering the consequences, right? So why would we do that to ourselves? By becoming more self-aware, you can start treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding as you would a close friend. That's what this podcast is all about. Giving you the tools to unlock that inner strength through self-awareness, helping you navigate life's challenges with grace, and finding peace in the midst of chaos. Sound good? Let's dive in. First up, we need to recognize our thoughts are not facts. Ever notice how your mind can go on a wild ride, spinning stories about situations before they even happen? Sometimes those thoughts can be super helpful, but other times they can be downright misleading and fuel anxiety or negativity. By learning to observe your thoughts without judgment, like watching clouds drift by, you can start to detach from their power. Next, pay attention to your emotions. Feeling angry, sad, excited, frustrated, these are all natural human experiences. But how often do we just let those emotions take over and dictate our actions? Self-awareness means recognizing what's making you feel a certain way and learning to manage those emotions in healthy ways. Let's talk about triggers, those little things that set us off, sending us into emotional overdrive. Maybe it's a specific sound, a certain person, or even just a thought. Identifying your triggers is like uncovering secret weapons. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and strategies to navigate those situations with more awareness and resilience. And finally, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Taking time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply taking a few deep breaths, can make all the difference in your ability to handle stress and maintain inner peace. Imagine this. You're at a crowded party, feeling overwhelmed by the noise and chatter. Instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, you take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and observe your surroundings with a sense of curiosity. You notice the vibrant colors, the interesting conversations happening around you, and the warmth of the sun on your skin. You allow yourself to feel your emotions without judgment, acknowledging that it's okay to feel a bit overwhelmed in this situation. Then, you choose to engage with people who make you feel good, focus on the positive aspects of the environment, and remind yourself that this feeling won't last forever. By practicing self-awareness in this moment, you are able to navigate the situation with grace and composure, rather than letting it control you. That's the power of self-awareness. It gives you the tools to handle life's ups and downs with more ease and strength. So remember, you're not just reacting to life, you're actively choosing how you respond. You have the power to cultivate inner peace, resilience, and even joy, all by starting with a deeper understanding of yourself. Until next time, keep practicing self-awareness, stay strong, and never stop learning. Don't forget to share this episode with your friend who could benefit from a little dose of stoicism. Let's spread the wisdom together. And if you have any questions or want to chat about this further, come find me on social media. I love hearing from you all.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.